This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 158 for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are weaker on Tuesday afternoon, being pulled lower by the threat of 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods imported into the United States. However, canola steps away from lows hit earlier. At the final settlement, the January canola contract drops $12.70 at $580.30 per ton. The March contract retreats $11.70 at $594.20 per ton. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will impose the sharp tariff hike when he swore an end come January 20th. An analyst says the market is having a knee-jerk bearish reaction to Trump's comments, which he believes are a negotiating ploy. The analyst also says the market will regain some lost ground once calmer heads prevail. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with those in European rapeseed, are adding more pressure onto the Canadian oilseed. Gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are trying to stem the losses in canola. Crude oil turns around to slide back to weigh on vegetable oil values. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Tuesday afternoon, caught up in Trump's tariff talk. The loonie falls to 71.05 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 71.54. The United States Department of Agriculture says the planting of winter wheat as of Sunday is virtually complete at 97% finished, up 3 points on the week. The crop rating rises 6 points to 55% good to excellent. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier adds 2 million tons to his call on Brazil's soybean production, bringing it to 168 million tons. Cordonnier keeps his forecast on Argentina soybeans at 57 million tons. For corn, Cordonnier stands pat with his projections for Brazil and Argentina at 125 million and 48 million tons respectively. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Tuesday, with the January contract giving up 2 cents at $9.83.5 per bushel. January soy meal loses $4.50 at $291.40 per short ton. But January soy oil climbs 1.38 cents at 42.71 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, March corn pulls back 5 cents at $4.28 per bushel. March oats gain 4 cents at $3.70.5. The U.S. wheat complex turns higher as Chicago March rises 2 cents at $5.58. Kansas City March also tacks on 2 cents at $5.59. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March adds 4 cents at $6.01. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.